Hey, you guys, you're going to want to listen all the way through to this episode, especially if you want to hear Kelly Alexander blush just at the mention of one of our favorite songs from the 90s.
And I'm really happy to know, finally, how much bigger Jennifer Lopez's house is than my condo. It's quite discouraging, to be honest.
Well, guess what, Adam? If you don't want to learn about houses, you can always live on a yacht. And for three people who have not a salary, even combined, that could buy a yacht, even a rowboat, we seem to know a lot about yachts.
We know our yachts!
We want a yacht! Yes!
Enjoy the show, everyone.
90s Now with Kelly Alexander and Sharon Hyland.
Well, look at us this week.
We made
last
it
week, there was
week.
Less to look Woo. At. Kelly, Adam, I'm Sharon. We are in 90s now. So, great news, as is the case every week. But we've got real estate updates. We've got news on a possible new docu-series. We got Kelly's trivia that'll make you question everything you ever thought you knew because you'd be like, what is she even saying? This is fun, though. And also, a 90s rewind that'll take us back to near the beginning of our favorite decade. And birthday parties. Who doesn't love those? We weren't even invited to this one, really, but we got to see some of it. So I figure, you know, isn't the spicy birthday parties, are they not the best?
They are the best.
And when that happens, when the spicies get together and celebrate birthdays, the rumor mill starts to churn. So I figure, mm-hmm. happy birthday to Victoria Beckham. Let us start there.
Woo. Yeah.
Man, it was
what
just,
happened? What happened?
Wow. She turned 50.
Yeah.
So that's great news because she's making 50 look amazing.
Yeah.
But Posh got to spend some time with friends and family, and we got to see all the fun stuff happening on Instagram because I saw not long after it happened, probably within like 18 minutes of Beck's David, that's what I call him. Posting to Instagram, the Spice Girls just standing there in all their beautiful gownage and just singing along to Spice Girls songs and looking like they were having the time of their life at a birthday party.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting
what does
is
that mean?
I grabbed a chunk of his Instagram because he, like audio and video, I only needed the audio part, but he had posted them singing along to Stop.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I grabbed that. Played it on my radio show on the weekend, the day after on the Sunday, and then saw later on that day that like Entertainment Tonight or whatever had also grabbed everything and they credited him. They're like Instagram/David Beckham, and they had the whole schmozzle going on, which was great because it was so good to see them, and they looked stunning. They all looked amazing.
Really, like it was a gown affair, so they were all dressed very nicely. They all look like they've been to the gym.
Yeah.
Or have been abstaining from chips, as our friend Kelly has been doing.
Yep.
but the fun thing was also that the guest list for this party was pretty incredible. I do have a question based on one photo I saw, but we'll talk about the guest list first. Mm-hmm. Mark Anthony, Eva Longoria, Jason Statham, Gordon Ramsay.
Tom
name
Cruise.
Name drop. And all with their plus ones too, right? And did you just say Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Yes, I saved him for last, mostly because I'm like, he's odd. But he was there and good for him. Apparently they're buds and that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I love that Victoria and Eva have been buddies for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And years. And I think they share the same makeup artist, Ken Pavez, I think is his name.
Very good.
And so that's probably part of it. But, and you know what was interesting too is so she's on crutches, right, Victoria? Because
that's my question. Why? How come?
Yeah. So she broke her foot in February or something when she was working out or something. So I'm not sure why she's still on crutches at this point. Like you'd think she would have been off them. But, anyways, so she comes in on crutches. And then I don't know if you saw later, but at the end of the party, so, and I should preface it. So she came in on crutches, sans sunglasses, okay?
Okay.
Then end of party, he's carrying her out, like piggyback style, David Beckham. And then it says in the caption, like, David carried her out so she didn't have to have her crutches. But she's wearing sunglasses. I'm like,
right.
There might be a bit of an extra reason why he's carrying
sunglasses after one too many glasses.
Yeah. Exactly.
I did like what she wrote, though, which was that she's happy to be turning 50 and in heels. She included that, of course, but her feelings based on, you know, where she is in her life, she says she's blessed, but also accomplished and deeply content, not just of where I am as a woman, but of how far my fashion and beauty brands have come. My ambition was always to empower women and make them feel like the best version of themselves. To me, that meant trusting my instinct and never compromising on my creative vision. Mission accomplished.
Good for
Bix.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really cool. So happy birthday to Posh.
By the way, I'm still waiting on the communique from Mel C's people to have her as a guest. So.
Oh, God, you know what? We can keep our fingers crossed. We won't hold our breath just because we'd be dead.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed is fine, though. Maybe a little cramp, but
yeah,
it's fine. We do have more about how we might be seeing more of another Spice Girl that we will get to, I figure, after some trivia.
Yeah.
90s now. Trivia.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
We are going to start with a tough question.
Oh, how is that different from any other show? Thanks for the heads up. Just the same.
Well, because the last several shows, I believe the cards have been like fun ones, like sport and whatever. And so, but we finished those particular cards. So now we're on to art and literature, which is always the hardest. So
great. This is going to be fun, you guys.
We haven't read a single book from the 90s.
Fingers crossed. Which author wrote the intriguing book Holes, published in 1998?
Did you say Arthur?
I think she did.
I said which author?
You said Arthur, I think.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fine,
I don't know
though.
If I trust
I thought it was
Adam.
A hint.
I don't know if I trust Adam because he thought I said cosmonaut 2 weeks ago and I didn't. So
no, I
thought
I
it was
the
a
same
clue.
Question. Yeah, me too.
I thought it was a clue like, oh, she's giving us his first name.
Let's
that
try
would
that
be Arthur.
Let's try that again then. Which author wrote the intriguing book Holes, published in 1998? And I'll spell the book H-O-L-E-S.
Sharon.
Go, Sharon.
Patrick Conroy. Conway.
No, who is
not
that
even
guy?
Close. She's looking at the cards like, what is she even saying?
Yeah. Who's that? Who's Patrick Conway or Conroy or whatever you got his name on?
It's either, if it's Conroy, I think it's Conway. I don't know. One of them. He's an author. I just grabbed it.
I'm going to guess. Imagine if I get this. Lewis Connery.
Oh, my God. Adam, you're actually close.
What?
It's like she doesn't even want us to be close.
I know. Louis Sachar.
Wow.
Ooh, I had the first name right.
Yeah.
Were you cheating?
No. But give me 1 second. Did they make a movie out of that book?
I don't know.
What is the book about?
Holes.
Swiss cheese. It's a Swiss cheese empire. It was a family business.
Maybe it was written here in Montreal about our pothole problem.
Okay, I've seen the movie. Huh. So it's about like kids, like it's a boot camp for like I don't know, like they behaved badly, so they get sent to that camp and they have to pretty much dig holes. It's a very far memory in my mind.
But, wow.
I have seen the movie called Holes.
Oh my
Interesting.
God, that's hilarious. And I've never heard
was
of
it like
author.
A punishment? Like you better watch your step because you could end up like these kids?
Something like that, if I remember correctly.
And funny. P.S., I'm not sure if it's Lewis or Louis or if it's Sachar or Sachar. But anyways, that's it.
Well, that makes three of us who don't really know.
Now for the fun card. This is pop culture. Okay. Actually, this is funny. I didn't know this. Right off the bat, I can tell you I didn't even know this was not real. So I feel like Sharon's going to know this. What was Courtney Love's birth name? I didn't know she had a different birth name.
Hmm.
Did you, Sharon?
I think I did know that, and I don't think I've committed it to memory. And no offense to Courtney, because there's a lot of things that I did commit to memory that have not locked in. I'm going to go with Adele.
Courtney Adele?
You said her first name.
No, I said, what was Courtney Love's birth name? So, like, I need first.
Yeah.
And
so I would say.
So you're going for Adele Love would be her.
So are you
name.
Suggesting her that Courtney's full, not her first name?
Her full name I need. Like, what I guess is on her birth certificate.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay, Adam?
Samantha.
Give me a last name.
Love.
Samantha Love.
That would have been a great stage name.
That sounds like a pole dancer.
Aldridge.
There we go. Close. Courtney Michelle Harrison.
I think I didn't know that.
So Courtney was her first name.
Yeah. Huh. Mm. Mm. But it's funny because when I read this question, what was Courtney Love's birth name? I guess I was picturing like a Taylor Dane where it was like Leslie Wonderman. You know what I mean? Like completely different. So
right.
So Courtney Michelle Williams is what you said?
Courtney Michelle Harrison.
Harrison. Close enough.
This is going great. So, N. Wilson Smith? No, not that.
I should ask you the same question next week and see if you both remember her full name.
Oh, yeah. Do that. That'd be fun.
I think I forgot. I forgot her name already. Courtney Michelle Harrison?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence why she went by Courtney Love, so people could remember it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Okay.
Well we learned something.
We did.
Yes, we did. Well, we learned it. We don't know if we will retain it. Time will tell.
Yep.
How about we go back to Spice World?
Let's do it.
Okay. That's our happy place. There's news from Jerry and her husband, Christian Horner, that they've been approached to do a docuseries of their personal lives.
Watch.
Who doesn't want to be a fly on their wall, right?
Yeah.
I'd
be down for that, too. And one of the things that we read was that Jerry was impressed with what they had done with the Beckham series. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the bonus elements of that would be that they managed to show Victoria in a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not upbeat, but like lighthearted, I guess, right, to show her sense of humor.
I think everybody knows that about Jerry, though, that she's just fun.
Mm-hmm. I would say so, for sure. And she's married to her cute husband, Christian Horner, who is an F1 boss.
For Red Bull.
For Red Bull, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what has happened is that it's been pitched to them as kind of a really personal documentary, capturing them at home. And apparently there's been some recent speculation about their relationship, so there would be, obviously, a lot of interest. Now, what I am unaware of is what the speculation was.
I didn't know.
Are you
that
aware
either
of this, Kelly?
I am not.
So maybe we'll find out when the series comes out what sort of speculation they are referring to. But obviously people are curious to have that vantage point of being a fly in the wall in somebody's lives, and especially when it's a Spice Girl and an F1 dude. Mm-hmm. You know, they would be perceivably considered like a power couple for sure, and they've got kids.
Yeah. Adam, can you actually check? Because I think Monty is their only child together. And then she has Bluebell, who she had before that. I wonder.
So Montgomery George is their kid.
Yeah.
Their son.
How old is he?
And it says here.
Is he seven? Is he eight?
He was born in January 2017.
Okay.
And then it says Horner is stepfather to Halliwell's daughter, Bluebell Madonna, from her previous relationship with screenwriter Sasha Gervasi.
How old is Bluebell?
That's a good question.
She's much older. Like, she might be, is she 20 yet? She might be close.
Wow. She's 17.
17.
She was born May 14th, 2006.
And I think that in 2006, I think George Michael was her godfather.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because I remember he provided a safe space for her when she needed to jump off the rack. Spice rack, get it?
There's that. I actually remember watching, I guess it was like several months, I don't know if it was 6 months after George had passed, she did an interview with one of the big British, like London morning shows over there. Like, you know, she was promoting something and they asked, and obviously she was super tight with him, and it was heartbreaking to watch her be upset about it, but it also made you feel better as a fan knowing like he was as amazing as we thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that we could kind of share in the grief a little bit with her. Like, it just, I don't know, because it's like, I think so many George Michael's fans never got closure, right? Because there was none for us, which is not that it's owed to us, but he was so, I don't know, like I played one of his songs on a show I was filling in for on our sister station a couple of weeks ago. And I played Jesus to a Child, and I can't tell you how many amazing text messages came in saying like, oh my God, I didn't know about this song, or oh my God, this is one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think I can understand from a family perspective wanting to keep personal stuff private, but at the same time, his professional life was so admired and adored and respected that it really does leave a gap. Like they've, mm-hmm. it sounds weird to say in this context, but they've dropped the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like yeah. it would make sense just to, you know, give us something.
And
a little bit more.
And I hope on the 10th anniversary, which is 2 years away, which is crazy to think it's 2 years away or 2.5 years at this point. But because they are really good now, like the sister who remains, which I can't remember if it's Mel or I think it's Yota who's still alive. I think Mel is the one that passed away also on Christmas Day, 3 years after he died. She writes like a Christmas message every year for fans.
Mm-hmm.
And the team behind George's Instagram account, do you follow it, his Instagram account, Sharon?
I believe I do.
Yeah, it's very active. Like they often post clips of him, like from interviews or like on this day, blah, blah, blah happened. And then they'll post. So it's very good to keep like, it's like they've picked up the ball in a way in the last couple of years by doing this kind of stuff. But
yeah.
It's like, yeah, I wish they did have some sort of goodbye maybe in 10 years for us or like or a celebration of life at that point, you know, in 10 years.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, because like you, everybody would be there, like Adele would be there, you know,
yep.
like Sam Smith, James Corden, like all these people have been super vocal about and even mm-hmm. what's her face, who Carrie Underwood, who just sang at his induction,
yeah.
right? So
yep, that was really good.
Yeah.
What's her face, Carrie Underwood?
Good old what's her face. Hey, let's get to real estate, shall we? Because J-Lo has got one less thing to worry about on her list of things to worry about. The condo that she put up for sale in 2017, then took down, then
wow.
put back up, has finally sold. Fee-yoof.
Woohoo!
Yeah, she knocked a few bucks off the original asking price.
How much money did she make?
Yeah, she knocked some money off it, but she's still getting $25 million for it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you get for your $25 million nowadays, you guys? Surely you know this, but I'll tell you anyways. You get a 9,500 square foot property that's located on a historic 1924 mansion conversion. Okay, so there's an indoor-outdoor design. There's four private terraces that gives all kinds of wonderful views of the New York City skyline. There's a doorman. There's a private locked storage and a key locked elevator. This is all stuff you'd be like, of course this should come with this. Let's get to the other stuff like the top of the line kitchen with a large island, open shelving, stainless steel wine fridge and breakfast bar. It leads into a separate open dining room, private guest wing, which is also included on the floor with three spacious bedrooms, staff quarters and a laundry room.
It looks stunning. I'm looking at pictures right now. It looks beautiful.
Would you have spent that $25 million? Does it look worth $25 million to you?
Well, my question is, you said it's a mansion conversion, right? So, like, how big was this mansion if, like, there's a doorman? So there must be other people that are in this building, right? Like, is there two condos in this building? Like, it's a – I don't know. Anyways.
The doorman's not talking. I tried.
Yeah.
And
well,
he's like, no.
9,500 feet.
Not...
I mean, it's big, but
yeah.
it's not like – it's 12 times my condo. But like it's not like gigantic, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why, and I when I read the part about the staff quarters, I'm like, that's must be where she sends Ben when he acts up.
Well, funny too, eh, that they include the laundry room on the list of things that, you know, you're not gonna have to use because there's the staff quarters. So the implication is that if you can spend $25 million on this property, that you should also spend a little bit more on your staff.
Yeah.
when you sell a house like this, does it come, how do I phrase this? Does it come with the staff? Like, do you get to still employ the staff?
Or you
need to
find your
own? I guess
you have that option.
I guess, yeah, probably.
It's probably optional, depending on, you know, if she's taking that staff with her to her other places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know what, I think to make it sound a little bit more 2024,
yeah.
it would be up to them.
Yeah.
how, about, How about they get to decide where they're going to work?
But you know what's crazy, too, is I'm always fascinated by celebrities. And, well, these are usually not just celebrities. You have to be ridiculously loaded. But people who have yachts.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, wow.
And I just recently watched, like, a documentary on yachts. And, like, it's so crazy how the yacht might staff – or, sorry, hold, let's say, 12 people. But then they have a staff of, like, 40 to keep this thing – running.
Have you watched, is it called Below Deck? Is that
Below
the...
Dick. Yes.
The okay, so you've watched the Down Under version.
Yes.
I watched a few episodes of that show. It's really good. Well, good. It's, I mean, it's what it is. It's reality TV, but it's entertaining. I like it.
I like it too. It's a reminder that just because you have money doesn't mean you have manners. Yeah. You can have all the money in the world, but if you weren't raised right, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
The way people act, and they know they're on TV, so maybe they're sort of, you know, boosting it a little bit, but you come off real poorly when you act like a jerk.
Yep.
And that's the thing, too. You're so used to just, well, you know, forget the cameras there, and then they have a few cocktails, and they really forget the cameras there. And then they're, you know, hurling off the side of the boat. And treating the staff like staff. And then they tip at the end, you know, sometimes better and sometimes not good. But just the same, it's like the staff on these luxury boats are making like $1,000 each or like $1,500 each for a stretch of what, 3 nights? That's a pretty good run. And then they show the staff going out and getting plowed. Like, let's go. Come on, you guys. And then it's a whole other set of drama.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a lot.
The documentary that I watched was from several years ago, but it was like three billionaires they were following around or whatever. And it was crazy how when the captain of the yacht was leaving, because like one yacht, they have two captains for this thing. So, like, one is on for, like, 3 months at a time or whatever it is. Then he goes on furlough, and then the other one comes on. And the staff is crying when the captain is leaving. They're like, he's so amazing. And I'm like, I don't know that you say that about your actual boss, though. Like, the owner of said yacht. So, but it was crazy to watch them have to manage, you know, at the whims of their owners.
Like, and make it happen. We want to have a party. And we want it to be this themed.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're on water.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to make that happen?
Yeah, it's funny that you said that because one of the ones they were in like Alaska, like, you know, doing Nordic whatever they're things. Doing up there, like looking at icebergs and all stuff. And they had gone out, the owner had gone out on some other like expedition thing. And then, but he had told them that he wanted like an outdoor barbecue for his guests before he left. And so they're scrambling to make sure that the guests, because it's so awesome that they can eat outside in minus 30 degree weather or whatever it is. So all the staff had to find these blankets to keep them warm while they were outside eating their barbecue. But then he was late coming back, so they had to like delay when the barbecue was going to be ready, but the guests are waiting to eat because the captain... Anyways, it was so next level, so 1%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's hard to relate, but you watch enough of those shows and you're like, well, you have an opinion all of a sudden, just like they would have. You don't have the bank, but you have an opinion.
Yep.
All right. Well, you ready for a 90s rewind?
We are.
Let's do it.
Okay. We'll go springtime. 1991. Now, you ready for this?
Yeah, bring it on.
You ready to go on a joyride with Roxette?
Woo! Oh, I forgot about that song.
Yeah, totally. It was near the top of the charts around this time in 1991. I'm right up behind them, Wilson Phillips. You're in love. That's the way. They always told such sappy stories that just were so great to hear.
Your version sounded so good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Like they're here.
Like they're on this call. How about London Beat? One hit wonder beat. I've been thinking about you. That song was so 1991 and ended up being somewhat anthemic for the decade. Just such a great, what they would call blue-eyed soul version of the song. It just sounded amazing. And I got a couple of handsy tunes, too. One from Kathy Dennis, Touch Me All Night Long. That one, right?
Yep.
And then back that up with some Divinyls, And I Touch Myself. That song was super risque in 1991 and still makes Kelly blush in 2024.
Yeah.
So the real effect of 90s now is when we say, I touch myself with Kelly in the room. So that would be the Divinyls. And one little extra would be that there was another hit for the Rembrandts. They didn't just sing the Friends theme. Mm-hmm.
Really?
They had another song that was a hit called Just the Way It Is, Baby. Baby. That's just the way it is, baby.
Just like they hear again.
I know. It's my gift. You're welcome.
Yep.
And that is your 90s rewind.
Thank you, Sharon.
Good job, Sharon. We have a listener question. Listener question.
Is it about, is the answer the Divinyls, I Touch Myself?
Yes, so I don't have to ask this question.
I'll have a question right after this. So I need to ask Sharon a question, okay?
Do you want to ask it first, little Adam? Do you want to?
No, I'll keep it for the end of the episode.
Okay.
It's going to be more appropriate.
Oh, boy.
Stephanie would like to know, what article of clothing from the 90s do you wish you still had?
Well, I think for the purpose of this show, I will answer first. My hammer pants. Because I had some.
Wow.
They were awfully comfortable. But I'd love to just have them to wear when we record our show. They were white.
I don't know how you had that. And I thought you wanted to wear them when you went to get bread.
Well, because you could steal things, I guess. That was the side benefit of giant hammer pants, was that they fit everything. And you look like you could dance like MC Hammer.
Fair. Adam?
Yeah.
I want those, like, flashy jackets. Mm. And I feel like it's coming back to... it's coming back in style nowadays. Sporty fabric, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. flashy jacket. I don't know if they had a name. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a satin kind of baseball jacket?
Sorta, yeah.
Okay.
With like
I'm in.
Flashy fluorescent colors. That looks
like the
dope.
Like the starter official, like the sports teams from Starter Official.
Ooh. Let me Google it. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
So, Adam, when you're at work tomorrow, check in my boss Matthew's office on behind his door. He has a jacket that's like that it's actually from the 70s. So it might be like old school what you're looking for.
Yeah. Is it?
See if you could try it on.
I don't know much 90s clothing, to be honest.
Well, to be fair, you were 6 when the decade ended, right? So
I was wearing pajamas. And
he was wearing Velcro shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, I would take Velcro shoes back.
Oh, those are hot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Those are hot.
The article of clothing I wish I had back was in grade 9. I had these amazing, like, fluorescent purple jeans that
Ooh.
Were so cool. I love them. And, like, they would still be in fashion today. There's no question. And I have no idea what happened to them. And I'm still verklempt that they are gone. Yep.
Alas. Thank you for asking the question.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's Adam's question?
It's for Sharon.
Yes.
What is Courtney Love's birth name?
That's Courtney Michelle Harrison.
Good job.
Woo!
See, now we're going to remember forever.
Forever. Yeah. That's a real boost, too, because that was like, what, a half an hour ago?
Not even 25
Woo!
Minutes.
I'm really happy I remembered.
I mean, I thought odds were 50-50 you would remember.
It was either going to be the right answer or who? Who asked that question? Well, that's it, you guys. Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you, everybody, for finding us wherever it is that you do and taking us along for whatever it is that you're doing. Walking, riding, jogging, working out. Driving your car. Anyways, there's so many things that you could be doing right now. We're just happy that you've taken us along with you. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening to 90s Now, still happening.